So, Mitch, have you sent out your holiday cards yet?
Written them, yes. Sent them out, not so much.
Well, many of us have or will send out cards just like you, but some of us will also send out cards that comprise a photo collage from the past year. There are dozens of websites that let you put them together with fairly little effort once you decide on the photos that you want to include.
That's meant that fewer of us are sending that long holiday update letter along with our cards. But as essayist Jim Spangler points out, they have not gone away entirely.
'Tis the season. Not just for Christmas cards, that's the easy part, but for the Christmas letter. Some are funny, some are warm and fuzzy, and then there's the dreaded brag letter, the letter that does not let the spirit of the season interfere with a writer's enthusiasm for their own triumphs. Having received a few of these over the years set me to thinking, what would the ultimate Christmas brag letter sound like? Well, try this one. Dear friends, relatives, and business subordinates, the Christmas season is a perfect time for our family to reflect on all of our many accomplishments over the past years and review them for our acquaintances. Another reason is that Bill's direct reports tell him how important our letter is because it is such an inspiration for our employees and their families. Bill's board of director duties keep expanding right along with his business reputation. On a recent trip to London, he discovered a tailor shop that, rumor has it, suits up the royal family. So, if those suits are good enough for Prince Charles, well, enough said. Bill really enjoys his new Mercedes 999 convertible. We traded in the Jag. It seems like just everybody has one. Emily is busy as usual with her modeling and voice lessons. It's good practice for her as we're sure she'll be elected homecoming queen, just as her mother was. Oh, I almost forgot. Last week she was selected captain of the varsity cheerleading squad. Frankly, she's running out of high school honors to pursue. I hope that Noah's duties as football captain, all-state wrestler, leader of the debate team, and editor of the school paper won't interfere too much with his run for, you guessed it, student body president. We are sure he will win. Other students always gravitate to someone who can inspire them. I just seem to get elected to more and more board positions. Even though they're all charities, it's still such a strain to be an officer for so many worthy causes. But we have to remember, especially at this time of the year, that we're helping those that are simply less fortunate. The house is finally ready for Christmas, and like in past years, it is a part of the Christmas charity home tour. It's a hassle with all the TV cameras and light stands around, but anything for charity. From our family to yours, best wishes for a Merry Christmas, and may you have a successful 2017, as we will surely enjoy. Love, the Joneses. Now, having heard what may pass for the ultimate Christmas brag letter, let me end with this. It is my fondest wish you never receive a letter like this. And if you do, my sympathies. If you ever send a letter like this, it's also my fondest wish that your company goes bust, your kids run off to join the circus, and the next time I see you, you'll ask me, do you want fries with that?
Lake Effect essayist Jim Spangler is a retired newspaperman who lives in Brookfield.